From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca, reporting a bombing campaign in Baghdad. Islamic State militants have returned to using vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices for a bombing campaign in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq. The terror group staged 5 attacks Sunday, including one at a natural gas facility north of the capital, killing at least 15 people. The 5 attacks left more than 100 Iraqis dead. For most of this year, the militants had been using bombers wearing suicide vests to trigger blasts, but since April, ISIS has again started to trigger massive car bombs. In Jordan on Sunday, the Obama administration's top envoy to the coalition fighting IS extremists, Brett McKirk, said the Sunni militants have been unable to gain significant ground since taking the city of Ramadi a year ago, which they lost in December to Iraqi security forces. Mr. McKirk told reporters in Amman that the U.S.-led coalition is conducting precision airstrikes in Mosul almost every day, describing it as synchronized pressure. He said the efforts to retake the Iraqi city and Raqqa in Syria are making progress, and he said the U.S. prefers having local forces on the ground take the fight to the IS group rather than the U.S. forces.
We don't want U.S. forces going in and cleaning out these cities because that is not a recipe for a sustainable success. We believe the sustainable model is for local people to take back their territories and take back their homes. And it took some time to organize the local forces to do that, but I think you can see that we're starting to have some real momentum now, and that is something that is going to continue.
He also claimed the ideological war on social media against IS is on the offensive. This is VOA News.